On Monday, it was Keith Wolford, Buffalo native and Republican nominee for Attorney General, calling for an end to corruption in state government. Gubernatorial candidate Mark Molinaro has also taken aim at Albany, calling out incumbent Andrew Cuomo by name and attacking what he calls a history of corruption among his associates. Republican strategists like their chances of success this November. Erie County Republican Committee Chairman Nick Langworthy, for one, says there is a significant Cuomo fatigue.
He hasn't been to Buffalo much more than once in the last 6 months. And you know why? Because he can't answer questions from you guys as to why his administration is so corrupt. I mean, we're going to see trials that are going to go on here in the next 6 months that are going to talk about how basically his chief aides, he may not have personally done it, but the people that he trusted the most put the government up to the highest bidder.
But then there's the Trump factor, President Donald Trump's polarizing personality and administration. When asked if that's a concern for the party, Langworthy says Trump's not up for re-election this year, and those who argue that his agenda is say so because they've got nothing else to offer.
It's quite pathetic when you really watch how every soundbite that comes out of the governor's office has something to do with the president. The president was popularly elected, across the country. He's doing his job. The governor should do his. He hasn't been to Buffalo much more than once in the last 6 months. And you know why? Because he can't answer questions from you guys as to why his administration is so corrupt.
Langworthy on Monday attacked what he described as a history of corruption by the three previous holders of the Attorney General's office. He praised the last Republican to hold it, Dennis Vacco, who was elected to the office in 1994. Coincidentally, it was the same year that a Republican gubernatorial candidate, George Pataki, won his race, ousting an incumbent named Cuomo, the current incumbent's late father, Mario. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.